The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, joining me now is Patrick Hughes, a restaurant owner here in Westport, who previously ran a casino in Vegas, a man you will all recognise from the TV show that everyone is watching, The Traitors. But Patrick's casino skills were certainly put to the test, but recently, as a faithful, he was banished from The Traitors by his fellow contestants. But he's here to tell me a life story, which is very interesting. Good morning and welcome, Patrick.
Thank you, Pat. Great pleasure to be here.
Now, you're a dub, originally.
I'm a Mayo man now.
You certainly are. You've put yourself on the map as a Mayo man. But talk to me about your journey. You took the circuitous way to Mayo.
Yeah, I left Dublin at the age of 19, and I was one of that cohort of the generation who had to leave in the late 80s. I answered an ad in the Evening Herald, one of those ads that said, we will pay you and train you and give you a career and go work in the sun. And it turned out to be legit. 18 of us left Ireland and Dublin at the same time, went to fabulous sunny Luton and trained as casino croupiers. And it turned out to be an incredible 25-year career that brought me to Vegas in the end.
Okay, you were promised the sunshine and you go to Luton.
Luton, well, that's you have to start somewhere, the baby steps.
So what was the next step after Luton?
London, South Africa for 2 years, cruise ship in the Caribbean for a year, Florida, and then chose to go to Vegas for job security. That's the only reason I went there.
Because that's the place where the casino was king.
Exactly.
So you ran a casino in Vegas for how long?
I ended up running two hotel casino properties for 6 years prior to moving on to running the place called the Fremont Street Experience, which is a six-city block entertainment district in the heart of downtown Las Vegas, where ultimately we were running the destination of the downtown Las Vegas. And that was really where my experience in festivals and events was that's where I got that experience.
Okay. Now, the house always wins.
The house generally wins, but casinos need winners. Yes, the odds are in favor of the house, but ultimately what I learned over time is that the casino is just one form of entertainment. Those boxes, which I describe them, all have the same tricks inside of them. But ultimately, they're entertainment facilities, and that's what brought me eventually to run an entertainment district.
But it's a bit like our national lottery. If you don't have winners, you don't have customers, because they have to be inspired by the prospect of what those riches can bring.
Absolutely, yes, and that's why we promote the winners. You need to show happy faces and people celebrating.
But how did you cope, though, with people who were there sitting, putting their money in the machine? And, it, you know, back in the day when you pulled a lever, you felt you had some control. Now you probably didn't. You know, if you pulled it fast, you got one kind of spin. If you pulled it gently, you got a different kind of spin. Probably there was no difference at all.
Yeah, it's interesting the way you describe slot machines, because on a casino floor, that especially in Vegas, that tends to be the majority of the gaming devices are slot machines. I wouldn't say it was painful to watch, but it was a soulless activity. Yeah. And really, it's what pushed me out of gaming, because I was just getting tired of watching people do that.
Yeah.
There was no fun in it.
No fun in that, no. And occasionally, you know, all the bells and whistles as somebody wins big. And that causes a bit of a stir on the floor. I always wonder what the psychology is. If your neighbour on the machine next door wins, do you then give up, saying, you know, the odds of me winning, I'm afraid?
Oh, no, you rub that Buddha for a bit of luck and hopefully get some of it back.
Okay. Now, why did you leave in the end and come back to Ireland?
Yeah, so I was gone for 25 years, and every time my wife and I would come back to visit parents, family, we just wanted to stay longer. And during COVID, we just made that decision, and we decided to come home. And my wife is from Thailand, but she was the one who was pushing to come to Ireland, of all places. She just loved the people and the tradition the culture every time she would visit. So we decided, and for me it was easy, I was just coming home.
Yeah, but not to Dublin.
Mm-mm. No, we were always drawn to the West. I grew up spending a lot of time in Clifton, but ultimately then Westport, we travelled the country after COVID, we travelled the country looking for the best place to live. And the minute we drove into Westport, we both looked at each other and we said to each other, this is it.
This is it. And now you're running a business here.
Correct.
And thriving, I hope.
Yep.
And it draws on your Thai experience, shall we say.
Well, my wife's Thai experience, because she's producing all the food there. Oh, we're incredibly lucky to have a great location in the heart of town. And yes, it's a fresh new Thai product, but the business community have supported us tremendously well.
And what's your place called?
A Thai Noodle Bar.
Okay.
A father.
A father, okay. So anyway, that business is thriving, I presume. It's going well.
Yep.
What attracted you to Traitors? Was it another ad that you saw and just had to apply?
It was another ad, and the power of advertising. And when I heard that the franchise was coming to Ireland, I did a little research into the program itself. I instantly thought and wondered if I could conjure up any of the experience I had in the casino industry, any of those skills of chasing down and sniffing out cheats and liars, and see if I could apply that one more time.
And bluffing.
And bluffing, absolutely. Poker face.
Yeah.
See if I could apply it one more time, because I'm 5 years removed from that industry. And if so, then my intention was that if I get anything financially from this, I would donate 80% back to local communities.
Okay, so well motivated. Now, your skills, obviously, they only got you so far.
They only got me so far. However, those tentacles were warming up as I did my exit. Because if you recall back to episode 8, at that round table, I had actually called out Nick and Paudy right there and then. Yeah. But Nick was a better strategist. He had already rustled up enough votes against me. So no matter what I said at that round table,
you were doomed.
I was gone. Mm.
Yes. And how did you feel as one of the faithful being tarred as a traitor?
Well, in actual fact, when you go around that round table, nobody had a specific reason. There wasn't even an accusation of. Everyone just said, we just have to know. And my response was, well, that's not a real good reason to choose somebody or vote for somebody. Mm. But ultimately, at the end of it, I was tremendously relieved. Finally, the experience had ended, and I went out, as far as I was concerned, with my head held high, and with tremendous emotion, you announce that you're a faithful and leave the room quickly so they can all
say we were wrong.
Yes.
Yes. The rules of the game are interesting. I mean, if the survivors at the end of the game are only the faithful, they divide the money. But if there's a traitor in their midst...
Yeah, so it's effectively, in a way, kind of last man standing or last people standing. And if there is a traitor there, they take it all. So that is a great... It's a great motivation either way. Mm. And it'll be really interesting to see how the general public, you support either side over the final three episodes to say, do they really want the bad guys or the good guys to win? So I have no idea how people are going to react.
Now, when it's all over and done and dusted and seen by the public, because that's the ultimate stage when the public get to see it, do you think you guys will be in touch, having had this great adventure in Slane Castle?
I'm sure. It's a bit of PTSD. We all went through this incredibly difficult challenge together, and we have a bond that will last forever, no matter which side of the table you're on. We did this. We experienced this together, and it's an incredible life experience.
It's a bit like going to the Gaeltacht and having a ban of tea that you all hated.
I'm sure. That's going back a long time since I experienced that, yes. Right.
Well, Patrick, look, congratulations on your multiple adventures and the best of luck with your latest venture here in Westport with your restaurant. And thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.